Welcome to our studio in New York City in another episode of Through the Wealth Lens. When we first thought about discussing today's topic, it was before the tragic murder of a healthcare CEO in New York City, really two doors down from here. But it certainly highlighted the complexities of our healthcare system and the frustration many experience trying to navigate it. This frustration is shared by our wealthy and less wealthy clients equally. While this is certainly a much longer discussion today, we'll be peeling back the curtain a little bit to hopefully give you some pointers on how to make it less confusing. Is it working for us or is it working against us? We'll explore conflicts of interest and why navigating the system sometimes feels like learning a foreign language. I'm super happy to have Dr. Gerda Maisel with us today, who is my personal fog light when anything medically confusing comes up for me or our clients. To us, Dr. Maisel is like a family member who is also a doctor who understands the whole system. Dr. Gerda is a private patient advocate. I call her Dr. Gerda. Initially, she worked as a physical medicine rehabilitation physician, helping people with spinal cord injuries, strokes, and other serious problems. Then, she was promoted into leadership and worked as a health system executive. 4 years ago, she left corporate medicine and started MyMD Advisor because she saw too many people frustrated by our healthcare system. Now, as a private patient advocate, she combines her clinical and business knowledge to advise clients, ensuring they talk to the right clinician at the right time in the right way so that they're taken seriously and get the best care possible for themselves or loved ones. Dr. Gerda, thank you for joining us today. Let's start with conflicts of interest. It's no secret that the healthcare industry is a big business. As investors, our portfolios have certainly benefited from the profits health insurance companies, pharmaceutical giants, and hospital systems have made. But in some cases, they prioritize profits over patients. But how does this affect us? We often talk about the human element in the wealth management industry, which focuses not just on the numbers, but on a holistic approach to your financial health. Similarly, when decisions are driven by money rather than medicine, some of us lose in the process. Overpriced medications, unnecessary procedures, and limited coverage, all signs of a challenged system. And at the heart of it, conflicts of interest.
Yes, well, here's the thing. Doctors, insurers, hospitals, and pharmaceutical companies often don't have the same goals. Insurers focus on what they call cost containment. Doctors often feel pressured by health system administrators. And patients, they just want to get better. The system pits each of these individuals and organizations against each other, often leaving the patients and their families stuck in the middle. A small example, and one that I was a part of when I was a chief medical officer, was the pressure to keep all the referrals within a healthcare system. So let's say your doctor knows the very best specialist for your condition, but that specialist works for a competing health system across town. And if that doctor, your doctor, has a pattern of referring others with conditions like yours to that doctor in the competing health system, it is quite likely that someone has studied the leakage caused by that doctor. That someone will have a chat with that doctor and will encourage them to keep their referrals in the system. All the benefits of referring to somebody else in the system will be explained to your doctor. Well, they have the same electronic health record, it's better revenue for the health system, etc. Now that doctor, your doctor, won't be forced to refer to only others in the health system, but your doctor will get the message.
Yeah, Gerda, so how do you navigate this mess?
Well, this is where an independent private patient advocate comes in. Think of a private patient advocate as a translator and a navigator with no hidden incentives. They're not tied to insurance companies, they're not tied to health systems. They work only for you. You are their priority. They help you understand your medical and your care options, they challenge unfair decisions, and they ensure that you or your family get the care you deserve. Now, this conflict commonly comes up when someone is being discharged from the hospital. The case manager doesn't work for you or for your loved ones. The good case managers really try to help you, but you should know they have one job. Their job is to get mom discharged to free up that bed for the next paying patient. Most people don't realize that hospitals receive a fixed amount of money for somebody's stay, regardless of how long that patient stays. It's a case rate, same amount of money regardless of the length of stay. So the longer mom takes up a bed that hospital could fill with somebody else and get a new payment, the less profit that hospital is going to make. So there is no incentive for that case manager to get mom to the best rehab. Any rehab that your mom say is okay is good enough for them. A private patient advocate will help you choose the right rehab and push back against that rush job.
So Gerda, just like many of our clients aren't familiar with all the financial jargon in our industry, I felt lost in a conversation with my doctor insurance company as well. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, yeah, you know, that's a common experience, and that's because the healthcare system has its own language, full of jargon and also a lot of subtext. An insurer might deny a claim using a phrase like, it doesn't meet medical necessity, when in reality, no human being has reviewed the claim. A doctor calling you at midnight to discuss mom's code status isn't just chatting. They are asking because something serious is going on with mom, and they think her heart might stop or she might need a ventilator soon. And if it does stop, they want to know if they should call a code and resuscitate mom. So be sure you ask, why are they asking this question now? You want to understand not just what they're saying, but the subtext of what is being said. Now, sometimes the subtext can be about you, the patient, and what you say and how you're perceived. And we want the doctor to stay tuned in and not mentally dismiss you. Some of the work that I do as a private patient advocate is to coach people on what to say so that they are taken seriously. So, for example, last week I had a client. She's a brilliant, delightful woman in her 80s, and she developed severe chest and back pain. She went to the emergency room, and I could hear her talking a lot about how much she was suffering. And then she started talking about her hydration and her nutrition practices, and the doctor interrupted her and repeated a question. But she kept talking more and giving more details about her hydration program. So before he wrote her off as just a lonely old lady who simply wanted to talk, I intervened and brought the conversation back to what I knew that doctor was trying to learn. Later, I explained to my client that doctors in the emergency room want to figure out, is there a serious condition going on that warrants admission, order tests, offer some treatments, and move on. In medicine, we call that treat 'em and street 'em. Those emergency room doctors are good doctors, but they're not looking to establish a lifelong relationship.
Yeah, so Gerda, it's very clear that understanding the healthcare system isn't easy, but knowledge is power. Demand transparency, advocate for your independent advice, and learn to speak the language of medicine. Let's work towards a system that prioritizes people over profits. Thanks for joining me today. And if you found this helpful, share this episode and let's keep the conversation going. You can also follow Dr. Gerda Maisel on LinkedIn or by subscribing to her free monthly essay called The Foglight, with stories and healthcare navigation tips on Substack, thefoglight.substack.com, or contact her at gm@mymdadvisor.com. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you soon.